بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the Nawawi collection of hadiths, and this is hadith number 8. This is the hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله تعالى. رواه البخاري ومسلم. On Ibn Umar's authority, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been commanded or ordered to fight the people until they testify an la ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, wa yuqimu as-salah, and to establish the prayer, وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاءَ, and pay the dutiful dutiful zakah. And فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ, if they do that, عَصَمُ مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, if they do that, then their blood and wealth are safe from me except for the right of Islam, إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and their reckoning is with Allah the Most High. Related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Umirtu, I have been commanded. And the one who commanded him, the name is not mentioned. And this obviously refers to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is permissible, this way of not mentioning the fa'il, the one who commands in this case, is permissible in both the kawni and shar'i matters, in the universal and legal matters. Let's take an example on the kawni. في الأمور الكونية, this is permissible. As in Surah An-Nisa 4:28, قال الله تعالى وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. خلق الإنسان ضعيفا. And man was created weak. Look at this, was created. Who created him? The quote-unquote doer is not mentioned. And this is obviously to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fa'il huwa Allah azza wa jal. And this is here, in this case, the creator. And the man was created. Who is the creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, in the this is perfectly even not to mention it, as you see in this universal decree. In the legal decree, في الأمور الشرعية, كهذا الحديث, just like this hadith, I have been commanded. And also in the other hadith, I have been commanded to prostrate on 7 bones. على سبعة أعضاء. Okay. So, again, so it is permissible. أمرتُ, meaning أمرني ربي, my Lord Allah commanded me. And the الأمر, the command, is requesting action from someone coming from someone who is higher in level than the one being commanded. Because if they would be equal, this would be a petition. And if it is requested from someone of a lower level, requesting something, requesting it from someone on a higher level, it will be called dua wa su'al, a request. Now, what is the command which the Prophet ﷺ is commanded with? أن أقاتل الناس. والمقاتلة غير القتل. And المقاتلة, fighting, is not the same as killing. المقاتلة here is to exert the effort in manifesting the jihad against the enemies until كلمة الله هي العليا, until the word of Allah, and this is Tawheed, to be the prevalent one. To be the prevalent one. This is the meaning of muqatala. And al-qatil, on the other hand, is to kill someone in person, in particular. And that's why we say, it doesn't mean that if there is permissibility to fight, then there is permissibility to kill. Because killing is more restricted. And وَلَا يَجُوزُ إِلَّا بِشُرُوطٍ مَعْرُوفًا And is not permitted except when certain conditions and known conditions are met. وَالْمُقَاتَلَةُ أَوْسَعَ And the مُقَاتَلَة, the meaning of it, and its goal is wider, vast, is more vast. قال الله تعالى, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 9. In Surah Al-Hujurat, which is 49, verse 9. قال الله تعالى وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ And if two parties or groups among the believers fall to fighting, then make peace between them both. But if one of them rebels against the other, then fight you all against the one that wish or that which rebels till it complies with the command of Allah. Then if it complies, then make reconciliation between them justly and be equitable. Verily Allah loves those who are equitable. So here Allah commanded fighting this group while being a believing group, not permitted to kill. And its blood is not permissible to shed. Rather, this is for reconciliation. The objective here is for reconciliation. من أجل الإصلاح. And that's why the Ummah is commanded to stand in agreement with the Muslim Imam if he fights Ahlul Baghi الذين يخرجون على الإمام بشبهة. To fight the people of transgression who may rebel or dissent against the Imam by following a certain unclear proof. So, فَإِذَا قَرَرَ الْإِمَامِ If the Muslim Imam decides to fight them, find the dissidents, وَجَبَ عَلَى الرَّعِيَّةِ طَاعَتُهُ Then it is inevitable and dutiful upon the Ra'iyya, those under his reign, to obey him, وَمُوَافَقَتُهُ دَفْعًا لِلشَّرِّ وَالْفَسَادِ and to agree with him in order to ward off evil and corruption and mischief. وَهُنَا نُقَاتِلُ مُسْلِمِينَ and in this case, we will be fighting Muslims. لِأَجْلِ إِقَامَةِ الْعَدْلِ وَإِزَالَةِ الْفَوْضَى in order to establish justice and to eliminate chaos. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, fought those who withheld the zakah. Those who withheld the zakah. The dutiable charity. But not killing them. Rather, he fought them حَتَّى يُذْعِنُوا لِلْحَقِّ so that they submit to the truth. And here, the Prophet ﷺ is commanded to fight people حَتَّى يَشْهَدُوا until they testify. حَتَّى يَشْهَدُوا until they testify. حَتَّى, here, حَتَّى. Is it really a causative article such that it would mean an uqatila liyashhadu I mean I fight because in order liyashhadu to testify or is it really a goal an aim lilghaya for an end bima'na uqatiluhum ila an yashhadu I will fight them until, you know, they come to testify. The answer is, it is possible that it could mean either one. However, the latter one, meaning as an end, as an end, حتى للغاية, أظهر is more apparent, meaning fight them إلى أن يشهدوا. We will fight until they come to testify. We have examples in this in the Quran. The meaning of hatta, this article hatta, on either meaning. We have an example in the Quran on this. Take for example Surah Taha, 91. قال الله تعالى قالوا لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى. Well, this is for the end, للغاية. ولا تصح للتعليل, and it is not correct to use it as حتى here, as a causative article in its meaning. They said, we will not stop worshipping it, the calf, until Musa returns to us. And with respect to the other case, take for example Surah Al-Munafiqun, Surah Al-Munafiqun 63, verse 7. قال الله تعالى لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. حتى ينفضوا, here حتى is causative, يعني لا تنفقوا لأجل أن ينفضوا عن رسول الله. They are the ones who say spend not on those who are with Allah's messenger until they desert him. Okay, they are the ones who say spend not on those who are with Allah's messenger. They don't spend so that they will desert him. Here حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله, until they testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, meaning they testify with their tongues and with their hearts. However, whoever testifies with his tongue, then his blood and his wealth is to be preserved and protected, and his heart is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the meaning here of لا إله إلا الله؟ أي لا معبود حق إلا الله, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His worship then is the true worship, and other worships to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly are futile and false. And وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, Muhammad هو ابن عبد الله, he is the son of Abdullah. And here he mentioned his name Muhammad, and he didn't say وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا or وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and that I am the messenger of Allah. He didn't say وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لِلتَّفْخِيمِ وَالتَّعْظِيمِ, and I am the messenger of Allah for intending glorification and magnification. He said وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, meaning to establish the prayer in accordance with the way that came in Sharia. And the salah here is general, but what is intended is the particular one referring to the الصلوات الخمس, the five obligatory ones. And that's why if they will abandon the nawafil, the optional ones, then they are not to be fought. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ, meaning they give it to those who deserve it. And the zakah is the legally allocated portion of wealth. هي النصيب المفروض في الأموال الزكوية, is the legally allocated portion of wealth. And what type of wealth? The wealth upon whom or upon which zakah is applicable. Upon which zakah is applicable. This is the meaning of zakah. For example, in gold and silver and commodities for trade, then the allocated and assigned amount is the 2.5%, meaning 1 out of 40. And what comes from the produce of the earth, upon which zakah is applicable, is نصف العشر إذا كان يسقى بمؤونة, is نصف العشر. If it is irrigated by mechanical device or with purchased water, then the zakah payable is half a teeth, which is half of a tenth. والعشر كاملا, and the teeth, which is T-I-T-H-E, العشر كاملا إذا كان يسقى بلا مؤونة, if it is naturally irrigated without the use of artificial means, then the zakah is a teeth, which is one tenth of the produce. And in cattle, as described in the sunnah. So, فإذا فعلوا ذلك, if they comply, شهدوا, meaning that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, and they established the five obligatory prayers, and they gave the dutiful zakah upon them, then this will prevent and preserve their blood and their wealth, and therefore it will be unlawful to fight them and take their wealth because they entered into Islam. There is an exception. Illa bihaq al-Islam. Illa bihaq al-Islam. Except for the right of Islam. This is an exception for the general ruling, meaning their blood and their wealth cannot be considered permissible except with the right of Islam. Like, for example, the zina al-sayyib, the adultery of a married person, and the qisas and the capital legal punishment and the like. This is the right of Islam. So these are the exceptions and the like of them. And then وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and their reckoning will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أَصْلٌ, and this hadith is a foundation and basis for the permissibility of fighting the people, and that لَا يَجُوزُ مُقَاتَلَتُهُمْ, and that they cannot be fought except with this cause. From the benefits of this hadith, number one, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a commanded slave. Secondly, permissibility to obscure that which is unknown, if the one being addressed knows of it, like here umirtu, and the one who commanded has not been made clear, and yet it is obvious to the one being addressed who is the one commanding. Thirdly, it is legally obligatory to fight the people until they establish these matters mentioned in the hadith. And is this really an obligation or something recommendable? It is an obligation, because لِأَنَّ هَذَا فِيهِ اسْتِبَاحَةُ مُحَرَّمُ, because there is something here which is haram is being made permissible. وَاسْتِبَاحَةُ مُحَرَّمُ, and this cannot be except إِلَّا لِإِقَامَةِ الْوَاجِبِ, except to establish that which is obligation, an obligation. And that's why some of the fuqaha, some of the scholars of Islam, rahimahumullah, concluded that it is mandatory to make the circumcision for the boy. Because they said that الْخِتَانُ قَطْعُ شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْإِنسَانِ مُحْتَرَمٍ, because khitan, circumcision, is taking a part of the respected human body. وَالْأَصْلُ التَّحْرِيمُ, and in origin this is forbidden. فَلَا يَجُوزُ قَطْعُ أَيِّ عُضْوٍ أَوْ جِلْدَةٍ مِّن بَدَنِكَ, it is not permissible to cut off or take out a part of your body or even a skin from the body. فَلَمَّا اسْتُبِيحَ هَذَا الْقَطْعُ, But since this had been made permissible legally, دل على وجوب الختان. This then it indicated the obligation to perform the circumcision. Benefit number 4, فرضية الجهاد. The legality of jihad. And al-jihad could be a collective duty, فرض كفاية. If performed by some, suffices the rest of the ummah. And it could be an individual duty, فرض عين. But it cannot be فرض عين, an individual duty upon all the people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 9, verse 122, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ أي القاعدون لينذروا ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون. This is in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 122. And it is not proper for the believers to go out to fight jihad all together. Of every troop of them, a party only should go forth, that they who are left behind may get instructions in Islamic religion, and that they may warn their people when they return to them, so that they may beware of evil. Here, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس. What is the objective of jihad? تبليغ الدين للناس ودعوة الناس إليه وإخراجهم من ظلمات الشرك إلى النور, فهو إعلاء لدين الله في الأرض. Is to convey the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind and to call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking them out from the darkness states of shirk to light. And thus the objective is إعلاؤ دين الله, having the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevailing, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevailing over shirk, so that Islam spreads, taking away the obstinate leaders of kufr who stand in opposition against the spread of Islam. And in this there is the happiness for mankind. قال شيخنا رحمه الله, in his explanation on رياض الصالحين, إن القتال واجب على المسلمين أن يقاتلوا أعداء الله. Fighting is obligated upon the Muslims that they fight the enemies of Allah and their enemies from the من اليهود والنصارى والمشركين والشيوعيين وغيرهم, and their enemies from the Jews and the Christians and the Mushriks and the Communists and like that. كل من ليس بمسلم, whoever not is a Muslim, فالواجب على المسلمين أن يقاتلوا, then it's obligation on the Muslims to fight, حتى تكون كلمة الله هي العليا, until the word of Allah سبحانه وتعالى لا إله إلا الله, كلمة التوحيد هي العليا, is the prevailing one. عند توفر شروط الجهاد, when the conditions of jihad are met, وذلك إما بإسلام هؤلاء. إذن he said فالواجب على المسلمين, then it's obligatory upon the Muslims تقاتلوا, أن يقاتلوا, يقاتلوا يعني الكفار, حتى تكون كلمة الله هي العليا, until the word of Allah becomes the prevailing one. And when the conditions of jihad are met, وَذَلِكَ إِمَّا, and this to be either بِإِسْلَامِ هَؤُلَاء, that they being fought accept the Islam, وَإِمَّا أَن يَبْذُلُوا الْجِزْيَةَ عَنْ يَدٍ وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ, or they comply to pay the jizya, the levied quote unquote tax on them with humiliation. نحن لا نكرههم على الإسلام, we don't force them to accept Islam. لا نقول لا بد أن تسلموا, we don't say to them you must become Muslims. ولكن نقول, rather we say, لا بد أن يكون الإسلام ظاهرا. Rather, Islam must be prevailing. إذن, therefore, فإما أن تسلموا وحياكم الله. Either you accept Islam and may you receive the greetings of Allah, and وإما أن تبقوا على دينكم, or you may choose to stay on your religion. ولكن أعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون. Rather, then now pay the tax if you choose this, not to accept Islam, while being subdued with humiliation. فإن أبوا لا الإسلام ولا الجزية. If they refuse Islam and refuse to pay the jizya, وجب علينا قتالهم. Then it becomes dutiful on us to fight them. ولكن يجب قبل قتالهم, but it's a must before we fight them, أن نعد ما استطعنا من قوة, that we prepare what we are able to from means of strength and power. لقوله تعالى, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة, in Surah Al-Anfal 8 verse 60, وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة, and prepare for them that which you are able to from means of strength or your power, and make ready against them all you can of power, ما استطعتم, all you can. والقوة نوعان, and power is of two types, physical and intangible, physical and non-physical. As to the non-physical is الإيمان بالله والعمل الصالح, having faith, firm faith in Allah, and doing righteousness. قبل أن نبدأ بجهاد غيرنا, before we start to the jihad, making jihad against others. قال الله تعالى in Surah الصف 61 10 11, يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم, تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم, ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. So here the Sheikh رحمه الله said, the power is of two types, tangible and intangible, physical and non-physical. The non-physical one is al-Iman بالله والعمل الصالح, believing in Allah and doing righteous deeds. قبل أن نبدأ بجهاد غيرنا, before we start to making jihad of others. قال الله تعالى, يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم, تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم, ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Oh, who you believe, shall I guide you to a commerce that will save you from a painful torment, that you believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that you strive hard and fight in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives, that will be better for you. فالإيمان قبل الجهاد, that you believe in Allah and His Messenger. إيمان is before jihad. ثم يعد, ثم بعد ذلك الإعداد بالقوة المادية. Then after that is the preparation, the readiness, using the physical power. ولكن مع الأسف, rather with regret, إن المسلمين لما كان بأسهم بينهم من أزمنة متطاولة given the fact that the Muslims had the disputes between them for a long time past, نسوا أن يعدوا هذا وهذا. They forgot to prepare either one. لا إيمان قوي ولا مادة. No strong faith or physical means. سبقنا الكفار بالقوة المادية بالأسلحة وغيرها. The Kafirs superpassed us with their material strength, with weaponry and the like. وتأخرنا عنهم بهذه القوة. And we were behind regarding this preparation. كما أننا تأخرنا عن إيماننا الذي يجب علينا تأخرا كبيرا وصار بأسنا بيننا نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. Similarly, we became short regarding establishing the dutiful faith upon us to a great extent. And then we ended up in fighting amongst each other. We seek the safety and protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالقتال واجب. And thus we conclude, he said, that القتال, fighting, is obligatory. ولكنه كغيره من الواجبات. However, it is just like all the other dutiful matters. لا بد من القدرة. It's inevitable that we have the ability. والأمة الإسلامية اليوم, and the Muslim Ummah at large today, عاجزة لا شك. There is no doubt that it is helpless, incapable. عاجزة. ليس عندها قوة معنوية ولا قوة مادية. It doesn't possess neither the material strength or power nor the intangible, meaning the iman, the strong iman. إذن يسقط الوجوب لعدم القدرة. And therefore the obligation is lifted because of the absence of ability. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. قال الله تعالى about the jihad, وهو كره لكم. It is something you dislike, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:16. ولكن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم. Jihad is ordained for you Muslims, though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you will like a thing which is bad for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but you don't know. This explanation of the Shaykh rahimahullah came in Riyad al-Salihin, in his explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, volume 3, pages 487, 488. In the Arabic publication. Now, also another question concerning this important matter, which requires a clarification. Here, the Prophet ﷺ says, I had been commanded to fight the people until they testify and la ilaha illallah and the rest of the hadith. قال ابن دقيق العيد رحمه الله, one of the scholars of Islam, whose name is Ibn Daqiq al-Aid, and he himself has an explanation on the 40 Nawawi hadith. He said, لا يلزم من إباحة المقاتلة إباحة القتل. He's affirming the earlier discussion that it is not binding that the permissibility to fight, meaning a permissibility to kill. Now, this hadith is in agreement with the verses of jihad, with all the verses of jihad. This hadith is in agreement with all the verses of jihad. And there is no contradiction between this hadith and therefore with the rest of the verses of jihad and the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:256, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. There's no contradiction. Earlier, the Shaykh rahimahullah said, let me repeat this because this is very important. We tell them, either you accept Islam or pay the tax. He said, نحن لا نكرههم على الإسلام. We don't force them to accept Islam. We don't say to them, لا نقول لا بد أن تسلموا. We don't say to them, you must become Muslims. Now, then how can we understand this in light of the verse 256, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, can we have the verse? لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in the deen. People stop here, they don't complete the verse. When they recite it, they don't complete the verse. But rather they should. Because there is the answer. There is no compulsion in religion. Continue. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ. The right path has become distinct from the wrong path. قَالَ الشَّيْخُ الْإِمَامُ السَّعْدِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ in his tafsir, page 92. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ. Verily the right path has become evident, distinct from the wrong path. فَلَمْ يَبْقَ لِأَحَدٍ عُذْرٌ وَلَا حُجَّةٌ. Then there remains no excuse or plea for anyone if he rejects it. If he rejects the right path. Because it's been clear. And he said, وَلَا مُنَافَاتَ بَيْنَ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى وَبَيْنَ الْآيَاتِ الْكَثِيرَةِ الْمُوجِبَةِ لِلْجِهَادِ. And there is no contradiction or opposition between this meaning and between the many verses obligating the jihad. And we can add and say, and between this hadith also, and with this hadith, which is the hadith goes in line with the verses of jihad. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَمَرَ بِالْقِتَالِ, commanded the fighting, لِتَكُونَ لِيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ, so that the whole deen is for Allah, prevailing. وَلِدَفْعِ اعْتِدَاءِ الْمُعْتَدِينَ عَلَى الدِّينِ, and to repel, ward off the transgression of the transgressors against the deen. فَمَنْ ظَنَّ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, whoever thinks that this verse كَمَا تُنَافِي آيَاتِ الْجِهَادِ, stands in opposition and negate the verses of jihad, and then said that it is abrogated by the verses of jihad, فَقَوْلُهُ ضَعِيفٌ, his saying is weak. لَفْظًا وَمَعْنَى, word and meaning. لِمَنْ تَدَبَّرَ الْآيَةَ الْكَرِيمَةِ, for whoever who contemplates this noble verse, كَمَا نَبَّهْنَا عَلَيْهِ, as we have him pointed to. Then he said, إِنَّهُ لِكَمَالِ هَذَا الدِّينِ, it is due to the perfection of this deen, وَبَرَاهِينِهِ, and its proof, وَكَوْنِهِ دِينَ الْعَقْلِ وَالْعِلْمِ وَالْفِطْرَةِ, and for it being the deen of the intellect and knowledge and fitra, the natural inclination, والحكم والإصلاح والحكمة and the wisdom and والصلاح and good and correctness and ودين الحق and the truth and the deen of رشد, right path, فلكماله, because of this perfection, and وقبول الفطرة له, and because of the acceptance of the fitra of this deen, لا يحتاج إلى الإكراه, it doesn't really need forcing people into it or be as a compulsion upon them. لأن الإكراه, because compulsion forcing people to, إنما يقع على ما تنفر عنه القلوب. الله أكبر. Because compulsion is applicable on that which the hearts repel and doesn't like. ويتنافى مع الحقيقة والحق, and stands to in opposition to the truth and reality, or أو لما تخفى براهينه وآياته, or with that which its proofs and its signs are not clear. And thus, فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ هَذَا الدِّينِ, then whoever receives this deen, or is presented to him rather, وَرَدَّهُ وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْ, and he rejects it and does not accept it, فَإِنَّهُ لِعِنَادِهِ, it is because of his obstinate position and arrogance and denial. So this is this prompted really the additional points of benefit added to what we are discussing still from the Nawawi hadith. And then inshallah ta'ala we go now to the additional points of benefit. Benefit number 5, obligation to testify La ilaha illallah in the heart and on the tongue. And if the person says it on the tongue and we don't know as to what's in his heart, we take by the apparent and we leave his inward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَجَبَ الْكَفُّ عَنْهُ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ مِنْهُ مَا يُخَالِفُ ذَلِكَ, then we have to cease until it becomes clear or evident that the situation or the case is in opposition to what he is claiming. But also, وَلَا يَجُوزُ أَن نَتَّهِمَهُ, it is not permissible for us to accuse him. وَنَقُولُ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ قَالَهَا كَاذِبًا, this man said it lying. أَوْ خَوْفًا مِنْ قَتْلٍ أَوْ أَثْرٍ, or fearing to be killed or taken as a captive. لأننا لا ننقب عن قلوب الناس, because we don't go and check and search people's hearts. Sixth benefit, that it's a must that the person believes that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this requires two things, negation and affirmation. لا إله إلا الله, negating divinity to anyone or anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to the exclusion of Allah. وَإِثْبَاتُهَا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, and affirming it to Allah, the most mighty and most majestic. Sixthly, the muqatala, fighting, is not to be lifted except with the testimony Muhammad Rasulullah. Listen to this, with the testimony of Muhammad Rasulullah also being made. This is with respect to the fighting. وَأَمَّا الدُّخُولُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, entering into Islam on the other hand, فَيَكُونُ بِشَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, suffices to say لا إله إلا الله, then that's the entry for Islam. لكن لو شهد الطائفة, if a group testifies أن لا إله إلا الله and refuses وأبت أن تشهد أن محمد رسول الله فإنها تقاتل, and refuses to testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, then it's to be fought. وشهادة أن محمد رسول الله, the testimony of Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, تستلزم تجريد المتابعة له, necessitates the pure following to him. وأن لا يتبع من سواه, and none else to be followed. وتصديقه فيما أخبر, believing him in that which he informed. واجتناب ما عنه نهى وزجر, and avoiding that which he forbade and أن لا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع, and that Allah is to be worshipped through that which He legislated. So we have now how many things? Number one, pure following. This is the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah, which is uttered on the tongues, but many don't know of its meaning. Number one, pure following, believing in that which He informed, complying in that which He commanded, and abstaining from that which he called us to abstain from or forbade. وَأَنْ لَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, and that Allah is not to be worshipped except in the way which the Prophet ﷺ related to us to be from the Sharia of Allah. This is the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah. This is the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah. If you are asked about the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah, this is the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah, the testimony of Muhammad Rasulullah. Seventh benefit or eighth benefit, وجوب إقامة الصلاة, obligation to establish the prayers. In fact, the Muslim scholars had said, يقاتل أهل بلد تركوا الأذان والإقامة وإن صلوا. People of towns may be fought if they abandon the Adhan and the Iqama, even though they may pray. لِأَنَّ الْأَذَانَ وَالْإِقَامَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ الدِّينَ الظَّاهِرَةِ. Because the Adhan and the Iqama are from the apparent symbols of the Deen. So if a group of people say, we are not to make Adhan nor Iqama, rather we make Salah, then it becomes dutiful to fight them. But it is left for the Imam, not for groups. And the evidence taken by the scholars on this, بِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام كان إذا غزا قوما, if he was on an expedition, he would hold until the time of Fajr, حتى يطلع الفجر. فَإِنْ سَمِعَ أَذَانًا كَفَّ عَنْ قِتَالِهِمْ وَإِلَّا قَاتَلَهُمْ. He would wait till Fajr. If he would hear Adhan, he would stop from fighting them. Otherwise, he would go. Similarly, the Fuqaha of Islam said, يُقَاتَلُ أَهْلُ بَلَدٍ تَرَكُوا صَلَاةَ الْعِيدِ. The people, Muslim people, is to be fought if they abandon and leave Salat al-Eid, the Salat al-Eid, although it is not obligatory, as the five obligatory prayers on the individuals. They said, لِأَنَّ Salat al-Eid, because Salat al-Eid is min شعائر الإسلام الظاهرة, is from the apparent symbols of Islam. Ninth benefit, وجوب إيتاء الزكاة, obligation to give the zakah to its deserving allocations. So it is not acceptable and does not meet the requirements if it is given to a rich person from one's relatives, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear as to the dispenses of jihad, of the zakah, when he stated in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 60, إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم. The صدقات, the zakah, are only for the فقراء, the poor and the مساكين, and those who employed to collect them, and for to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam, and to free the captives, and for those in debt, and for Allah's cause, and for the wayfarer, a duty imposed by Allah. These are the dispenses of jihad, of zakah. Tenth benefit, permissibility to refer to the sayings as actions. Permissibility to refer to sayings as action. Because here in the hadith, he said, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس, I have been commanded to fight the people. Then he said, حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله, until they make the testimony of لا إله إلا الله and محمد رسول الله. Then he said, فإذا فعلوا, and if they do. So it is permissible to refer to the saying as actions, if they do. Although there is the saying of the shahada, and these are, and the shahada is a qawl, is a saying, is an utterance. So it is permissible to refer to the sayings as actions. And this is explained as follows: إن القول حركة اللسان, saying is the movement of the tongue, وحركة اللسان فعل, and the movement of the tongue is an action. ويصح إطلاق الفعل على القول. It is permissible also to generalize and say about the action, to say about it as saying. بأن يكون القول في جملة الأفعال, if the saying is you know, mentioned amongst certain actions. هذا عندي حديث here. إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة من الأفعال. Certainly doing the salah and doing the zakah, these are actions, but they were referred to as same. So therefore it may be permissible to إطلاق القول على الفعل, to refer to the saying as action, and this is plenty. Where do we find this in the Sunnah? This is a good example in the Sunnah. In the hadith of Ammar bin Yasir, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet ﷺ, when he made the tayammum, he described the tayammum, the dry ablution of the Prophet ﷺ, although it's an action, he said, قَالَ بِيَدَيْهِ هَكَذَا. Look, he, قَالَ بِيَدَيْهِ, listen to me, قَالَ بِيَدَيْهِ, he quote, if we want to go for literal translation, قَالَ بِيَدَيْ, he said by his hands. No, it can't be, but this is what he said, قَالَ بِيَدَيْ هَكَذَا وَضَرَبَ بِهِمَ الْأَرْضِ. وَهَذَا فِعْل. He took his hands and then he stroked them against the earth, and this is فِعْل, this is action, but he referred to as قَالَ. And if you want to go for literal translation of qala, meaning saying. So here he, this is an example of a saying where it could refer to action. That it is permissibility to fight the kafirs, and in this case their wealth and their blood is legally permissible, or they be can taken as captives as necessitated by the conditions. And their wealth is also permissible, and this is a matter اختص به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, made particular for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, because it came in the authentic hadith, أعطيت خمسا لم يعطهن أحد من الأنبياء قبلي. I have been given five things, not given to any of the prophets before me. نصرت بالرعب مسيرة شهر. I have been given victory through fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills fear in the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a distance, 1 month distance, before he reaches them. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. And the earth has been made for me a masjid, a place, a clean, a pure, and a masjid. وَأَحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمُ. And the booties have been made lawful for me. وَلَمْ تَحِلْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّن قَبْلِي. And it was not the case for anyone before me. وَالْغَنَائِمُ are refers to the booties, which is the wealth of the kafirs, if we're taken during the battlefield. أما الأمم السابقة, as to the nations before, فلا تحل لهم الغنائم, it was not permissible for them to take the booties. وقد ورد أنهم يجمعونها ثم تنزل نار من السماء فتحرقها. It is reported that they used to gather them, the booties, and then a fire from heavens comes and burns them. The 12th point, its permissibility to shed the blood and to take the wealth with the right of Islam. Although this may not be said in this hadith, not mentioned. And we gave examples, like the adulterer, the Muslim adulterer. His blood is shed by the legal punishment, but the legal stoning, and that of a killer, intentionally, receives also the punishment, the legal punishment. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when the companions discussed with him his decision to fight those who prevented the zakah, he referred to them, to the companions, and told them, بِأَنَّ الزَّكَاةَ حَقُّ الْمَالِ. The zakah is the right of the wealth in Islam. And he told them, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he cited this hadith as his proof, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, illa bihaqq al-Islam, except by the right of Islam. And the causes leading to the permissibility of fighting and shedding the blood of Islam and take in Islam and taking the wealth, this is so much detailed in so much in the books of fiqh, and it's not its place here, but suffice these examples we gave. 13th, the reckoning of creation is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has nothing to do except conveyance. and therefore the inheritors after the Prophet ﷺ, they have also the same duty to convey. And the reckoning is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, all you caller to Allah, don't grieve if your da'wah is not accepted. فَلَا تَحْزَنْ أَيُّهَا الدَّاعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِذَا لَمْ تُقْبَلْ دَعْوَتُكَ فَإِنْ أَدَّيْتَ مَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْكَ فَقَدْ بَرِئَتِ الذِّمَّ وَالْحِسَابُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. If you exert what is dutiful upon you, then your responsibility is freed. And the reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال الله عز وجل to his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Surah Al-Ghashiyah 24-26. Let's take them one by one, please. 24-26. إِلَّا لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. I'm sorry, 22. Sorry, 22 to 26. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى وَكَفَرْ. This is 22 and 23. You are not a dictator over them, save the one who turns away and disbelieves. فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْفَرُ. 24. Then Allah will punish him with the greatest punishment. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. Then verily for us will be their reckoning. Then verily to us will be their return, and then verily for us will be their reckoning. فَلَا تَحْزَنْ أَيُّهَا الدَّاعِ. So, O caller to Allah, don't grieve. إِذَا رُدَّ قَوْلُكَ. If your saying is rejected. أو إذا لم يقبل لأول مرة, if it is not accepted from the first time. لأنك أديت ما يجب عليك, because you have done what is dutiful upon you. ولكن اعلم, ولكن اعلم, however you know and you should know, أنك إذا قلت حقا, if you say the truth, that which is the truth, تريد به وجه الله, you intend through that the face of Allah, فلا بد أن يؤثر, then it is inevitable that it will have an effect. حتى لو رد أمامك, if even if it is rejected right in your face, فلا بد أن يؤثر, it's inevitable that it will have its effect. وفي قصة موسى عليه السلام, and in the story of Musa, may Allah's salah and salam be upon him, للدعاة إلى الله عبرة, there is عبرة, there is a lesson for the callers to Allah. وذلك أنه جمع له السحرة, the magicians, when they were all brought and gathered, من كل وجه في مصر, they brought them from all the corners of Egypt, واجتمعوا, and they gathered, وألقوا حبالهم وعصيهم, they threw their sticks and ropes, حتى كانت الأرض تمشي ثعابين, the earth was filled with snakes, حتى إن موسى عليه السلام خاف, even موسى then was frightened. فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى, فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى, فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى. So موسى conceived a fear in himself. فلما اجتمعوا كلهم, when they all gathered, قال لهم, he told them, 20, ويلكم, listen to this, ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى. Woe unto you, invent not a lie against Allah, lest he should destroy you completely by a torment, and surely he who invents a lie against Allah will fail miserably. كلمات يسيرة, simple words. قال الله عز وجل afterwards in the next verse, فتنازعوا أمرهم بينهم, فتنازعوا أمرهم بينهم, then they debated with one another what they must do, and they kept their talk secret. Immediately they debated. So contemplate, فتأمل كيف أثرت هذه الكلمات, contemplate how these words were effective, the words of Musa عليه السلام, it had its impact on these magicians. فَلَا بُدَّ لِكَلِمَةِ الْحَقِّ أَن تُؤَثَّر. And therefore it's inevitable that the word of the truth has its effect. وَلَكِنْ قَدْ تُؤَثِّرُ فَوْرًا وَقَدْ تَتَأَخَّر. It may, the influence may take place immediately and it may be delayed والله الموفق والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This is the end of hadith, the explanation of hadith number 8. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you, and may Allah the Most High bestow His mercy upon our Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.